Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by a pair of Norwalk girls hurdlers, who are?
Leah Crick and Kinsley Stumbaugh.
A couple juniors for the Norwalk girls track and field team who's getting ready to start the season here soon. They'll be at the Simpson Classic next week, the Warren County Relays the week after that. How's the season been going so far for both of you?
It's been going pretty well. We haven't gotten too many meets in yet, but I ran at Iowa State, and that went really well for our shuttle, and that wasn't even our main group. So,
yeah, the season's been going really well. Definitely getting some conditioning in. I'm feeling really good to go into meets.
How have practices been? I know the weather's been really up and down. You've got some really nice days and then some days that have been pretty cold. How do you adjust to that back and forth, up and down?
The weather's been pretty rough, but most days we're actually outside. We don't mind a little snow. Otherwise, we go up into the NPEC, and we don't mind doing a little conditioning in there.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have the NPEC. That's a great indoor space for when the weather's being Iowa weather. We've definitely had some really good conditioning workouts both inside and outside, so it's always great.
You looking forward to possibly 80s later this week?
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. I'm done with the snow.
So the season will be outdoors from now on. All the meets are outdoors. How much are you looking forward to getting out there for an outdoor meet at Simpson next week?
I'm so excited. Simpson's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. First meet of the season. There's definitely like high spirits going into it. I'm so excited.
Well, just kind of tell me about your experiences over the last couple of years being on the Norwalk girls track team, competing in the shuttle hurdle relay, and then some other events that you've done as well.
I've been pretty fortunate that I've been running on the same shuttle since my freshman year, but we've had a few graduates now, so there's definitely some adversity, and I'm excited to get over that and make some progress.
Yeah, it's been great. The team is so much fun. I love it so much. Great community. I've been on and off the shuttle with Leah. I've ran some other hurdle events and some other sprints that have always just been super fun, and I've really enjoyed it, and it's definitely pushed myself, and it's been great.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk juniors Leah Crick and Kinsley Stumbaugh on today's Lely Radio Sports page. What are some goals that you have for this season for yourselves for that shuttle? I know that'll be a primary focus, and maybe some of the other events that you're going to run.
I definitely think we have it in us again to go to state a few more years, even though we have a few graduates and a few that didn't go out this year. So that's a big goal of mine.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to accompany Leah in state this year on that shuttle team. Yeah, just looking to drop time and have some fun this year.
And who are some of the other girls that are going to be on that shuttle with you? Maybe, I don't know if it'll be the same four all the time or if you'll be rotating some other girls in.
We're looking forward to Ava Carlson coming back from her basketball season. We're looking forward to Kinsley will probably be up there. There's a Melena Shattuck. She's a sophomore. She's really quick this year.
Mm-hmm. Kaya Solo has been on it since, our freshman year too. Mm-hmm. Ran with Leah. Yeah. I feel like
solid.
Piper Routh, I don't know. We have a pretty good group of hurdlers here, so.
What's your favorite thing about hurdles?
I like that it's a sprint, not like a jump, because like 100 meter, there's like, you have to be perfect. But with hurdles, there's room for mistake. But if you do make a mistake, you got to keep going. You can't just quit.
Yeah, I would agree. I definitely, the aspect of running hurdles, I think it's really fun. I feel like every hurdle is a new race, so instead of that 100 meters or 400 meters, it's just 10 meters or 40 meters at a time. I also love the group of hurdlers that we have. It makes practices so much fun.
What are some things maybe you're looking to improve on in your technique and your skill set from last year?
I'm going to perfect my three-step this year because the only time I've ever done a full 10 is at state both years, so I'm going to get that down.
Parroting off of her, I'm looking to get my three-step this year or just kind of improve my four-step, keep that one quick.
And then I assume you'll both be running the 100 hurdles as well. How about the 400 hurdles, the toughest event on the track?
We're both looking forward to it. I dabbled in it last year. I think we have a few runners that have on seeing this year, but I'm sure I'll end up in it.
I kind of have the same thought process. I dabbled in it in my freshman year, took a year off, and we'll see what Bart has me doing this year.
Any times in mind for your opens this year for either the 100 hurdles or the 400 hurdles?
I mean, a 15 is always great, but I think 16 is ideal.
Yeah, definitely get down into the 16s this year.
And any final thoughts just on getting the season underway?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's really all I got, too. It's so exciting.
All right, that's been Norwalk Junior Hurdlers Leah Crick and Kinsley Stumbaugh. Thank you for your time and good luck this season.
Thank you.
Thank you.